You are listening to Note Ed. Hello, welcome to Note Ed, the music podcast for niche artists. And today we have the band that we're reviewing called Hey Nothing. Hey Nothing, the now popular young teenage duo that involves Harlow Phillips and Tyler Marby, are an Athens-based Georgia folk band and also an emo duo whose behavior is often being low-key, filled with humor and songs, and also, most importantly, leaving a space to cry in order to live happily. In their time frame of around 2 years, they have amassed over 500,000 views, to which their quota is growing more and more by month. Social media outlets have also helped with their performances, such as the Live in Maine performance, and both Instagram and TikTok backing most of the views. Starting off by being childhood friends through middle school, aggressive in the start, their confluence of each other's interest of music like ABBA and classical merged as their relationship tightened, inspiring many songs to come from their desire and even experience from other bands to finally come forth as a two-person ensemble after high school. Their life during high school had shaped them as their looming questions of fame was never seen and was more disapproved by parents and advice from other people. However, as they have grown in their fan base, their family's acceptance have now turned to them surfing crowds, a great way knowing you'll be supported despite the concerns. And since there's more to expect for these artists, in today's episode, we'll start by dissecting the tracks of We're Starting to Look Like Each Other, Maine, and their newest album, 33 Degrees, to chronologically guide you to your next listening choices of this week. By the way, these are both singles from the album, and here are the three songs of choice. First, from the We're Starting to Look Like Each Other album, we're going to start with Flora. In their debut, their song Flora seemed to show a start where they didn't know which direction they were going. The track seems to be jovial and melodic, especially the electric organ or theremin in the background highlighting the weary blues of growing up, to me, which explains that the group was in their most vulnerable and concerned for the future, but yet so optimistic because that's their only escape plan to be free and succeed. You know, I can understand where they get their ABBA inspiration from, with the up and down rhythm that goes along with a lyrical cadence from high points of anxiety and self-doubt. But when you get to the slow ballad, it's like you went on a bus to the next town knowing you're safe, but you kept going till you reached the far corner of the world, only you got kicked out. Flora stands out as what life could have looked for both Harlow and Tyler. But they made it for once, if it wasn't for their grasp of life in Maine. Song 2, Maine. Written in a small cabin that was built by Harlow's grandfather, as well as being hosted to many artists, the title fits this theme, as this watershed song for the singers fits their emotional message of departure and melancholy. Additionally, it was also during the time where their families had an eventful occurrence, and although they didn't say, the main EP and single helped give a therapeutic excursion and helped their mainstream attention. The song is yearning and explorational, with vocals echoing among a large pine-acre trees the state is engulfed by. As a Mainer, I am glad my state is a quiet place. They can enjoy it all they like. And lastly, song 3, which is 33 Degrees. In Midwest emo motifs, the call and repeat of strings plucking cause an intermittence for the mind to respond as the ears are facing the impending fear of like a clock ticking until time's over. Or in this case, the ice breaks and there's no time at all, because for once you're dead by your innocence. This is from an interview about 33 Degrees by Stereo Gum, explaining that the song fictionally takes around a child's retreat to the frozen water, causing him to die as well as his older brother Tommy by accident. And the worst of it is that the child's mute, so he cannot say help. Since it's by far the darkest of them all, it's the most compelling, with the keys sliding down into the depths of a lake or even the sudden drop of temperature, signifying the coldness to the song. the background screams as well will leave you chilling and tired. Well, however, was it all an accident or not? It was made to personify the new lifespan of modern life, pointing out a suicide case, if I, you know, predicted right. And from the song 33 Degrees, you know, one lyric I like is especially from 33 Degrees. It says, everything is fine, there's no chance it's breaking twice. However, you know, because as one pain is gone, one pain is over. But how much pain is gone when it comes to a loved one? I find it very compelling. On a good note, there are two things that I hope. Number one, I hope their songwriting grows more with their future albums. I've come to like Hey Nothing after my deep dive of listening to them. And with the more intensified music they make, I feel like maybe one love song can help them break the emo mold. Also, number two, I hope they come to Maine again. I'd like to see them come to the Franco Center in Lewiston to a small crowd, or even do a mall show in Auburn. And honestly, they would seem like good friends. That is all for today. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Keep on diving for new content. Give music another chance. Appreciate, acknowledge, and also inspire.